Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
I'm Steve Strang, and this is the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening. You know, in my role as a Christian journalist and as a Christian leader, I have occasion to travel a lot. And if you listen to my podcast or read my newsletter, you know that. I was in California a few days ago, and it was the same day that an article came out in Time magazine about a meeting between Donald Trump and some evangelical leaders. And I said, I've got to be able to interview you for my podcast. And so just using my iPhone, sitting there in a room with noise in the background, I got a very interesting interview with Mario Bramnick. I'm writing my newsletter about it in a couple of days, and I just wanted to share this very special interview with my listeners. You won't want to miss it because of what Donald Trump said, and it was so important that Time magazine made it the story of the day on their website. Stay tuned after this word from our sponsor.
Dr. Bill Hammond, the founder of Christian International Ministries, is considered to be the pioneering voice of the modern-day prophetic movement. In his 61 years of ministry, he has trained and equipped hundreds of thousands of saints and has personally prophesied to leaders of nations. He spent his life training people to hear the voice of God, and because of this, their world has changed. You can also change your world through Christian International Ministry, their products and their events. You'll be equipped to hear God for yourself and others, your role on earth as a believer, your purpose and destiny. You'll receive a wealth of revelation and insight about hearing and receiving the voice of the Lord. For more information on Christian International Ministries, visit their website at christianinternational.com. Again, the website, christianinternational.com. And thank you, Dr. Bill Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast.
Mario, you met with Donald Trump recently. How important is the Hispanic evangelical vote in this election?
We believe it is very important, as do both, I believe, the Republican and Democratic parties, with the Hispanic community emerging as an important demographics. I think it is important, and issues that are important to us as Hispanics and Hispanic evangelicals are things that we will be looking at for the upcoming presidential election.
Trump has alienated many Hispanics. In the article that was in Time magazine, you indicated that he seemed to soften on that. Could you elaborate? And also, what does he have to do to turn the tide?
When we met, there were about five pastors that met last week at Trump Towers at his offices. I personally felt that I saw a different side of him from some of what has come forth in his statements previously. He seemed to understand the plight of the undocumented, the plight of the Latino here in America, and really showed a willingness to wanting to work with our community.
And what did he do or say that made you think there was a softening?
I don't recall the exact words, but things like, I understand the plight of the undocumented. We can work together on that. We gave their campaign the five major points of our immigration concerns for America.
And what are those 5 points?
I don't have them all before me, but the first one is we agree that strong border security needs to come first, and it's important. The rest, I'll need to look at it. There's amnesty, that we're not seeking amnesty, that illegal immigrants that are here that have criminal records should be deported. Obviously, we need a new comprehensive immigration reform. And then the last point is the certain kind of ability to deal with the 11 million that are already here, the good, hardworking Latinos that don't have a bad record, that want to stay here, that left difficult situations back home. There has to be a compassionate approach for the undocumented Latinos that are here now.
Now, Time magazine listed the five, so we could get them from them or from the NHCLC website. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
I know you well enough to know that you supported Ted Cruz, and he obviously has dropped out of the race. So what makes you lean toward Trump? Or maybe I should ask you, have you endorsed him or are you going to?
At this point, I have not endorsed any candidate.
But you must be leaning toward him because you met with him. Or what was the reason for the meeting?
Well, we will meet, just like Reverend Rodriguez, with the different candidates. And Reverend Rodriguez has been an advisor to three of the presidential candidates, as well as different presidents in the past. So any ability to speak to the candidates and to be Daniels and Josephs of influence or advisory capacity is something that we seek to do.
You mentioned that there were five pastors. Who were they, and how was the meeting brought together?
Frank Amedia, Pastor Frank, is a pastor out of Ohio, a good friend of ours, put the meeting together. Rick Joyner was there, Sid Roth, Alex Nunez, who's a Cuban-American from South Florida, and Daryl Scott, Rachel Scott's dad. Rachel, if you recall, was the first high school Christian that was killed in the Columbine event. He's got an incredible ministry. The Lord turned around his trauma and crisis, and he's now impacting millions of high school students. And there was another pastor, I think his name was Matera, who is a Filipino pastor with great influence over the Asian church. So each of the people that were there really had a different focus. So the meeting was to meet Donald Trump regarding overall evangelical concerns, not just immigration. So everyone there may have had a different focus. And in addition to immigration, as the president of the Hispanic Israel Leadership Coalition, my portfolio includes Israel. So we are concerned, and as evangelical Christians, where does this next president stand vis-a-vis Israel?
And where does he stand?
We were encouraged by several things. He is concerned in the security of Israel. An advisor that he chose, I think Greenblatt, seems to be very well versed on Israel policy. Statements have come out from his campaign where he encouraged building in the settlements, which, as you know, has always been a critical issue. And what I was presenting at our meeting is that the Hispanic pro-Israel evangelicals are very pro-Israel. There was a Pew report back in 2013 that said approximately 82% of the evangelicals are in support of a Jewish homeland because of our belief in the Bible and the covenant that the land belongs to the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, more than the Jewish population, because their grid may not be as based as ours is. So I was explaining to them that the evangelical pro-Israel movement has a thrust that's important to consider in his pro-Israel policy.
Another issue that's important is religious liberty. Where does he stand on that?
He was seemingly very strong, and I've seen some of what he's posted and some interviews he had with CBN and other media outlets. He told us in the meeting that he's very, very concerned that Christians are losing their rights in America, that we no longer can even speak and express what we believe. And he did say that if he becomes president, he's going to change things to make sure that we as Christians have our religious liberties restored. He says he's concerned about Christians, he's concerned about Jews, and he wants to help. So he seems in several statements and in our private conversation concerned that this will be a policy that he will undertake.
And is there anything else about the meeting or about Donald Trump that you feel is important for our report?
Well, the jury's still out on the immigrant and immigration issue. I know for the Hispanic evangelicals, this is an important issue, and some of his prior statements are very disconcerting to the Latinos. We hope that there will be more meetings with him or his policy advisors to be able to discuss some of these issues, and we want to wait and see on that point where his policy and his administration would stand. But as Reverend Rodriguez said today, we are Hispanic evangelicals. And in our decision-making process, especially at such a critical crossroad in America, we need to see which candidate is most pro-life, which candidate is most pro-religious freedom, and which candidate is most pro-marriage, and which candidate is concerned about the immigrant and the stranger. We are in such a critical time, I don't think not voting is an option. And we've got to be sober-minded. We can't be one-issue-oriented. And we need to cry out for our nation. We know the answer isn't coming from the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, but coming from the Lord. We all have expectations of great revival or great third awakening, but we're in very difficult times. And we've been called to be light. We've been called to be salt. We are the ones, by the Spirit first, not by power, not by might, but by God's Spirit, to cry out to God, to decree and declare, to bring our nation back to its original godly values.
I hope you enjoyed that. I recorded it spontaneously, live. It was so hot. I was so appreciative that Mario gave me kind of his spin on this very important meeting. I'd like to know what your feedback is. There's several ways that you can contact me on Twitter. I'm at SStrang. There's two S's in a row. It stands for Steve Strang, of course. You can go on my public page on Facebook under Steve Strang, or you can contact us here at Charisma Media. Just write me at info@charismamedia.com, and they'll forward me your emails in it. I appreciate the feedback, and if you enjoyed this, forward it to your friends. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Dr. Bill Hammond, founder of Christian International Ministries. Thank you, Dr. Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.